Will.i.am is a songwriter and founding member of the Black Eyed Peas, and he talked with us about his video and song, Yes, We Can. We wanted to talk more about the internet and how candidates and their supporters are using it to reach voters in new ways. So we're joined now by Jonah Seiger, internet strategist and founder of Connections Media, which produces interactive media programs for political, public affairs, and corporate image campaigns. Thanks so much for coming in.
Michelle, great to be with you.
Candidates have been using the internet for a while now. I mean, no candidate worth his or her salt. I mean, running for anything, city council, would go without a website. But do you think they're taking it up a notch this year?
I think the internet, as it continues to transform our society at broadly, is continuing to have a significant impact on our political process. And in the example of the Yes, We Can video is actually, as Will.i.am said, it has nothing to do directly with the candidates enabling or, I'm sorry, making something happen. It's about inspiration and the creativity that's coming from the population.
That actually is a question. Is it really the candidates who are exploiting the power of the web, or is it actually people outside the establishment, the supporters, really sort of the general public that's really innovating?
It's both, but it seems that the things that are really hitting and exploding are coming from outside. They're made by individuals, and in the case of this particular example, it's, you know, happens to be an individual who's a nationally known or globally known recording artist, but it's about his inspiration. And so both the campaigns are trying to make things happen, but it seems to be that the things that are getting the most attention and are therefore the most authentic are being created by ordinary people.
I was going to ask you, why do you think so many people are liking that video?
It's brilliant. When I saw it the first time this weekend, it and I'm not supporting any candidate right now, it gave me goosebumps. I found the emotion of it and the creativity and then the execution were all so perfect. So I think this is a particular example of something that just happens to be really, really good. And it's also, you know, we haven't really seen things like this before. It takes the form of what's known as a mashup, where you take something on one hand and something on the other hand and create something new. But yet it has a consistency and a coherence to it that is very compelling and very powerful.
Both Bill Richardson and Hillary Clinton had some, you know, kind of interesting videos out earlier this year. And there's another one which was created by some supporters of Senator Clinton that I don't believe that the campaign inspired. Let's play a little bit of that. It's called Hillary Quits the Ban. Here it is.
I couldn't believe it. Immediately I called Lance and I said, dude, Hillary just quit the band.
I was like, why? And he goes, Hillary's running for president.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny. Good. Humor is an important part of viral video and viral things on the internet. But it just seems, and I think that this is more a function actually of the individual of Barack Obama than it is the internet itself. It just seems that his campaign has inspired the most creativity and the most interesting content. You know, we had about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, we were talking about the remake of the classic Mac ad from 1984 that somebody literally in their basement made with incredibly high production values that was inspired by Obama but not authorized by Obama. Got a lot of attention, a couple million views on YouTube.
And, of course, there's Obama Girl.
Obama Girl, as you can say.
Gotten a couple of views, sort of a lot of views from a certain demographic.
It's become a serialized thing. And so, you know, I think this is as much a function of the internet and the revolution that YouTube has brought, which enables this user-generated content. I mean, anybody can make a video, and if it's good, can get a lot of distribution.
Ron Paul has gotten a lot of attention, Republican Ron Paul, member of Congress from Texas, because he's and a presidential candidate, because he's been able to raise quite a lot of money on the internet. But you don't – I guess you don't see as much content for on the Republican side. I'm just wondering why that is. You think it's generational or
again,
why I'm just curious why that –
I think the tools or the opportunities available to everybody, whether you're old or young, Republican or Democrat, to express yourself in a way that available to literally everyone. That's the power of the internet. But then it comes down to how that message is being translated and how it resonates with people, voters and otherwise. And I think it just part of the phenomena of Obama is that he's inspiring at a level of creativity that just seems different from everybody else.
The final question, Jonah, is that the downside of this, of course, is that if you have all this content being created outside of the campaign has no control
That's
over
right.
it.
That's right. But that's what also makes it more authentic. So when it's someone like Will.i.am with this incredible creativity and brilliance of execution, it has even more power because it's not made by some, you know, high-paid ad consultant somewhere.
Jonah Seiger, like high-paid ad consultant like you, for example?
No comment.
Okay, bummer, huh? Jonah Seiger, internet strategist and founder of Connections Media, which produces interactive media programs for political, public affairs, and corporate image campaigns. He was kind enough to join us here in the studio in Washington. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.